We all have shortcuts living inside of us, and it's time to extract it and share it. And when you have an elegant way to do that, it doesn't seem daunting or overwhelming anymore.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I could not be more excited for this guest. I have been wanting to have this guest on my show since the beginning of my podcast. And you guys, the craziest thing is that when we moved to Arizona, we became neighbors. So we've been able to get to hang out, have some amazing backyard chats. And you guys, today my guest is Dean Graziosi. He is one of the most famous success trainers, authors, and financial educators of our time. He also happens to be, like I said, our neighbor. He's also Tony Robbins' business partner and a multiple New York Times best-selling author, most recently launching the book Millionaire Success Habits last year. You've seen him on TV every single day for the past 20 years, educating people on how to create a better life. And today, he's going to do that for us in our backyard, recording it for this podcast so that you can listen in. Chris and I got to interview him. So Chris and I are on this interview together talking to Dean. I absolutely loved every single second. It's so great to be in his energy. I'm telling you, you will shift listening to this. And you guys, we have something so exciting for you that he is committed to and opening up for free for you. It is some crazy free education. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to tell you about it, but go to ownit64.com right now. I'm being serious right now. Like, I'm not even kidding. Go to ownit64.com. That's ownit64.com and go sign up for this free 5-day virtual training on how to monetize your message. So today we're going to discuss the latest opportunities that Dean sees, the current knowledge economy, the future of education, and what to do if you're starting all over from scratch. Something that we all know about, especially with this last year. And at the end, we get him to discuss, like I said, the newest upcoming act of generosity that he's partnered with Tony Robbins on. And that's the free 5-day virtual training on how to monetize your message, own your expertise, and figure it out no matter how you feel, if you have one or not. And truly, if I were you, I would stop right now and go to ownit64.com and sign up because Chris and I will be taking this right along with you. We get to be a part of it. We got invited into this and we couldn't be more thrilled. I don't know if you know my story, but a lot of my story started not only with Jack Canfield, Gabby Bernstein, but it also started with Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi and the people that they have invited in going to their events. You guys, this is amazing. mind-blowing, so you have to listen in.
Hey, everybody. Chris and Lori Harder here with our good friend Dean Graziosi, and we are sitting here in our backyard, and the last time we had a great conversation together, it was in your backyard.
Yeah, like right over there.
Now that we're neighbors.
Just yeah,
exactly. And we thought, you know what? We should let other people in on these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Because
great.
Well, we're talking about like building life of freedom and taking control of your future, and it doesn't have to be so hard all the time. Those are conversations that we get to support each other in, mm-hmm. but other people should get to hear too.
Yeah, and the world needs it right now more than ever.
They really do. They really mm-hmm. So expand on that for a moment, if you don't mind. Why right now is it so important for people to decide that they can monetize their own messages and control their future?
Yeah, well, I mean, let's just back up even further, right? Like when I think from our conversations, we went from kind of knowing each other and doing a podcast last year. And we had this amazing conversation in my backyard. We left, my wife and I were like, God, I'm so glad they're next door. And this has just been fun. But let's just say it like it is. When the world shifts as extreme as it has, and if you're concerned, if you're uncertain, if you're a little fearful, congratulations for being human. I mean, the world completely changed and it creates, I mean, you guys moved, the uncertainty you guys had, and you guys are entrepreneurs and do your own thing, but you had shifts. We all had shifts, right? Mm-hmm. But when that happens, I believe, like, and I use this analogy a lot, but I believe it's like the book, Who Moved My Cheese, mm-hmm. right? When we got stuff going on and we get into, not a rut, but a routine, right? A cadence of life. And then all of a sudden things shift overnight. It's like the Who Moved My Cheese analogy, where the two mice are having the cheese brought to them all the time. And they got used to it. It's cool. My cheese is okay. But then it goes away. Mm. And I believe most of the world is like the one mouse who just sat there and said, no. The cheese will come back. Let me just wait. And what you don't realize is as you're waiting and you're not pivoting, you're not exploring, you're not investigating new opportunities, uncertainty is growing and you pretend everything's good, but you know that feeling mm-hmm. of like something ain't right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm being left behind. Like the world is shifting and I'm not there. Like if new cryptocurrency or crazy things come out and you're not a part of it, it's like, should I be? Yeah. Right? And I believe in these times, we must find these conversations. We must have these conversations to have the courage to take uncomfortable action, to even investigate something new, and then eventually pivot. Because in the fable book, Who Moved My Cheese, right? That, I mean, it's such a great book. It's been around forever. The one mouse just sat waiting for the world to go back the way it was, meaning give me my cheese back.
Yeah.
The other one took uncomfortable action and went down roots until he found a better supply of cheese. The other one would sit there until he died waiting. Mm-hmm. So I think too many of us and too much of the world, when uncertainty happens, we kind of have our arms crossed waiting for it to go back. And I'll say this, do you really want it to go back the way it was?
That's a great question,
And secondly, it may never go back, but do you really want it? Like what I think the gift of COVID, we've had plenty of things we could talk about. Everybody mm-hmm. talks about how bad COVID is mm-hmm. and what it did. And it truly has been bad, especially the economic impact around the world and people, so many bad things. But let's talk about the gift. So many people I know, and probably mm-hmm. you guys, because you impact so many lives. I love what you guys do. I love watching how much you care and knowing you behind the scenes. You care more behind the scenes than you do in front. You're in the right spot with these guys for sure. But what the gift it gave us was, is you really got to look at your life. We've all been asking for time.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we have? We had time with ourselves. And you think, wow, do I really want to go back to that career or to that life? Or relying on something that's not consistent. You realize something like COVID could take out your, not only your business, but maybe your whole industry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think when we look through that lens as a gift, then this is the time we must pivot, explore, and find an industry that's exponentially growing. Now, mm-hmm. I'd love to talk about a lot of things, and I don't care what you find, but if you're in one that doesn't serve you, or it's not gonna grow, if you're in the taxi cab business or Blockbuster and the world is shifting, you better find Uber and Netflix in whatever your industry is. And for me, I love what you guys do for a living, what I've done for 25 years, what my partner Tony Robbins has done for 40 years, and what so many people are able to do is share your knowledge, share what you've discovered, share your experience, share your mess that can become your message.
Yeah.
And allow people to go faster and monetize at the same time.
It's so true. You know, this happened not this past struggle with COVID and everything, but to us about 12 years ago in the last recession. I was the primary breadwinner. Mm-hmm. I was working corporate America. I thought it would last forever. And all of a sudden it didn't. And we weren't taking care of our money. And from the outside looking in, it was the worst thing that could have ever happened to us, right? Catastrophe, lost everything, embarrassing, you name it. But actually the silver lining was with our backs against the wall mm-hmm. and with everything stripped of us, including our ego,
of course,
including our identity that wasn't serving us and everything else, we got to choose again. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're in one of those times right now for many people that are watching, listening, saying, wait, that's me right now. Maybe this is my chance to choose again and come out with this better version of what I want life to look like and feel like.
Yeah, I think that it's so great to look at the gifts, because this last year we realized how many things we were doing that we didn't actually enjoy, that we almost either got caught up in or we just felt like we had to do. And kind of when everything was stripped away or we had the opportunity to start again, we said, what are the things that we really want to be doing online? Or does this event actually have to be in person? Or can we pivot things to online? So we've actually switched so many things to being online, and it's given us way more time back.
Yeah.
It's given us time with our friends. It's given us just more time in general than what we were doing, just constantly having to show up in person for different things.
Yeah, and isn't it like anything in life? It's like your pantry. You keep adding little things without realizing. One day you walk in your pantry, it's like, why is this thing filled with stuff we don't even use?
That was our life.
We call it the Armageddon room.
And we don't realize that we do that in our closet with clothes. You wear like 10% of the stuff in your closet. You keep packing stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
But we do that with life.
Mm.
We collect maybe people that when you could start over, you go, they're great people, but they're not serving where, you know, they're not in alignment with us anymore. Or collecting habits and routines. And when we collect so much stuff, I believe it really leans into taking away our opportunity to reach our full potential, right? If Dale Carnegie, I love the quote he had, one of my favorite quotes, he said, the biggest plight of the human race is knowing you have more potential and not utilizing it.
Yes.
That matters no matter what level. If you're making 10,000 a month and you want to go to 100, you're making 100 grand, or you have kind of a happy relationship, or you're kind of a happy parent. Like, we know that's the one common theme between all of us, is we know we have more. If we're not utilizing it, it's frustrating. And I think what we've done is we collected so many things, they become a hypnotic rhythm. I heard that from Napoleon Hill. You don't even realize you're in it. Then all of a sudden the world pulls the carpet out from underneath you, and you're like, wow, just like you got, do I really need all that stuff?
No.
Do I need all those things? And again, if it goes back to the way it was, are you ready to go back? Or is it time to say, I'm not going back to corporate America, or I'm going to finally scale this business and stop dabbling? Right?
It's funny, because not only is that where we were 12 years ago, we also had our version of that this year. You wake up, this is a wake-up call, and you say, this is my chance to build a better life than what I had before this incident happened.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have worked really hard to say, what isn't serving us? What were we saying yes to? Just because yes seemed easier than saying no.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten really strong with our boundaries. And I feel like you've gotten really strong. You've always been strong with your boundaries, it appears.
I don't know if always, but they get stronger every year.
Yeah, they get raised. And you know who else? Jenna, our mutual friend Jenna. She's incredible.
She's so good.
With
boundaries. She's stronger ones than mine, for sure.
So this is everyone's chance to say, you know what? I don't have to keep saying yes to what was. I can say no to what no longer serves me, and I can start creating a brand new future out of what feels like a mess a little bit right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one of the most fun things that we learned from some of our friends, Rob and Kim Murgatroyd, they play something called Stupid Idea Time. And it's like just reimagining your life. And that's what we did this entire last year, was like, okay, Stupid Idea Time. What would it look like if we just really stayed in the things that we loved? Like, how could we start repositioning and reimagining these things that we're good at, but maybe we're not enjoying them in a certain way? Or, you know, how could we maybe potentially even stay in just the things that we love? Like, we started asking those really, like, the deeper questions based on fulfillment and, you know, what are you doing when you're at your best? And why aren't we like really focusing and honing in on these things?
And it's
like the energy came back.
Can I tell you, just because ever since we got introduced by our mutual friend, Randy Garn, and we did that podcast, I've been following you guys. And I want to tell you what you just shared. I could see it in your faces and your happiness.
Mm.
Like, you guys have a different energy, not because you moved to Arizona. Mm-hmm. I think because of some of the choices you made. And simultaneously, you give people hope in a way. I know you know this, but sometimes we forget.
Yeah. Mm.
And I want to tell you, you're giving people permission to say, why don't I just go with my stupid idea? But it's really not stupid. It's actually the most brilliant idea you could come up with.
Mm.
I mean, do you guys feel lighter?
Oh, God,
it seems lighter.
Feels so much lighter. Like you said, I get caught on the wheel. Like, you just get caught in the cycle of, this is what I know. And so it's sometimes it's scary to branch out.
Okay, so I want to ask you guys something. You brought up something, self-education, sharing what you know. That sounds like but let's just boil it down. Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Before I ask you, Chris, when you said, like, right now you are in the industry of getting other people's knowledge through podcasts and sharing that with people so they could go faster.
Yep.
There's people listening and watching right now that regularly listen to you guys. They gain knowledge. They gain a skill. They gain a shortcut. Mm-hmm. You've gone through a mess. You've gone through a mess. You're on the other side. You give them the shortcut to get there or how to make money quicker or how to market quicker. I saw you had an amazing mastermind here. You allowed people. You're in the knowledge industry, the information industry, the upskill industry, whatever you want to call it. You're in the industry where your asset is your experience and your warehouse is your brain.
Yeah.
Like you don't have
great analogy.
Your beautiful guest house over there is not full with products that you have to sell. No. But imagine, I want you to think about this. Imagine if iPhone came out with an iPhone 15 and it was like, oh my God, 15. They went from 11 to 15. It's amazing. It's everybody wants it. And you had a warehouse full of it and you could never sell out of it.
Yeah.
Mm. And you didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
How exciting would that be?
I mean, that's exactly
the
analogy.
But that's the knowledge industry. Yes. Because you've been through experiences that someone else hasn't yet. Mm-hmm. They'd love to live here, have your experience, have more freedom, take the silly ideas and make it your business, but they don't know yet. And I don't mean this in a bad way. You probably do something amazing in something else. But if you're gonna model in a successful life and you like what they do, they're gonna learn from you. And you're providing an absolute service because doing it on their own might take them four extra years. Come into your mastermind. You and I were in a mastermind together. You watch how fast you could go, right? So what is the knowledge industry? It's unlocking the asset. Instead of a house filled of iPhones, you have a head filled of experience, knowledge, and expertise. And all the knowledge industry is unlocking that in a unique way, pinpointing like the dot of what you're gonna teach. And you don't have to know everything. You just have to be good at one thing, one swimming lane. And you only have to be one chapter ahead of someone else. And if someone else needs that information in today's world, they're not going, oh, let me go back to college for 4 years. That's not working. No. And they're not saying, this is the stuff my father taught me, if you could do it yourself, do it yourself. Don't hire anybody. If you could learn it yourself, figure it out. And that's why my dad, who I love dearly, and he lives right next to me, I bought him a house right next to me. He never made more than $35,000 a year his entire life. I retired him when I was 31 years old. I retired my dad and I still pay him every single week.
Oh my gosh.
An incredible man, but he was taught, you gotta learn yourself, do it yourself. And it's the worst lie we ever could have been told, especially in today's exponentially growing world. Mm-hmm. If you try to go back to school, you're past. It's unfortunate, but school's not moving fast enough. Mm. If you try to learn on your own, by the time you figure out the 2.0 version, the world's on 4.0. Mm-hmm. So how do you get from where you are to where you dream of being is you find someone who's already experienced it, you cut them a check, and they make you go faster. That's what you guys do at your mastermind. Yep. That's what you do on your podcast. That's what you do, Lori, inspiring so many women to take action. You're just giving them a shortcut. Right? Mm-hmm. So, but here's the thing. The world has changed so much that we all have shortcuts living inside of us, and it's time to extract it and share it. And when you have an elegant way to do that, it doesn't seem daunting or overwhelming anymore.
So I want to jump in there real quick, though, because
and I know
people hear you answer
that.
No,
I love those answers.
People hear that, and they say, okay, fine. I can see what Dean has inside of him. I can see what Tony Robbins has inside of him. I can see what Chris and Lori have inside of them that they teach. They have a hard time seeing within themselves how their message or their experience or their one area of interest might be valuable to other people. You know, some call it imposter syndrome.
Okay, so I got a good one.
How do they get past that?
I'm sorry, and if I go too much, just really.
No, I love this.
This is the most exciting thing. Like, this is my next 20 years. I feel blessed. I'm in a place in my life where I could check out and just be dad and a husband to my amazing wife, Lisa. But I'm passionate about this because self-education, which this is called specialized knowledge, changed my life. I didn't go past high school. I didn't go to college. If I didn't find self-education, I don't know where I'd be. So this is my next 20-year mission. My partner and friend, Tony Robbins, it's his next 20-year mission is we want to help make self-education the new norm. How do we do that? By everybody unlocking their gifts. So here's, I'm gonna challenge you guys and I want everybody to listen to this. Imagine right now, can you picture yourself at 20?
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Take a moment. Remember how you dressed at 20? I want you
to
humble me.
Don't pull those pictures out.
Yeah, me neither. I just told somebody the other day, at 20, I would wear a black mock neck.
Oh my gosh.
New York and Italian with a gold chain on the outside.
Are you sure that wasn't The Rock? Because that sounds like, you know, pretty.
You guys were in low-rise pants and crop tops.
Yeah. I feel like this is where the team's going to put in images of us when we're 20 years old.
Right, so think of, and I want you, humble me at home, or wherever you are right now, listen. Picture your 20-year-old self, right?
Yep.
And picture someplace you'd be at 20. Parents' house, park, college, wherever you were at 20. And imagine if you had 1 week to prepare and you could go spend 2 hours with your 20-year-old self?
Mm. Oh, wow.
What would that be worth to your life?
Priceless. Wow. Priceless.
Okay. Now, mm-hmm. think about this. What if you spent a week creating a whole outline for your 20-year-old self to live, have a better relationship? Maybe if you're listening at home and you don't have what they're fortunate enough to have or I'm fortunate enough to have and things aren't perfect in your relationship, you said, I'm going to spend this whole week crafting how to, you deserve more. Don't you dare give in to a man because of this. Or don't do, like, don't settle. You don't settle because your parents settled. Mm. Don't stay in this religion when you want to explore other religions. Like, think if you had a week to create a kind of a course on relationships. Or you know that you were destined to do more as an entrepreneur and not get sucked into a job because your family want to. And you had a whole week to prepare this course of saying, listen, when it comes to entrepreneurship, you don't have to have money. You could use resourcefulness over resources. I thought you needed money, you didn't, and you crafted it. How important would it be if you had 2 hours to convince your 20-year-old self to take that course?
Oh. It'd be incredible. Mm-hmm.
Would you do anything for your 20?
Yes,
like, and if your 20-year-old self was looking away, would you like, listen to me?
Yes.
Like, you grab me by the face.
This is your life.
This is your life.
Your life depends
without
on it.
You're going to figure it out. It's going to take you, I know, it's going to take you 30 years where I can show you in a 10-hour course. Think how important that would be. Would you say, oh, if they want to buy it, they want to buy it? Or would you know you're doing them a disservice if you don't get it? Well, here's the thing to think about. Whatever you've gone through in life, whatever chapter you're ahead, there is somebody on chapter one, you're on 3, 5, 7, or 10, and they need that information as much as your 20-year-old self. So that passion, when I get passion, it's because people say, oh, I see when you do a book, you launch it all over, you do run a lot of ads. Like, yes, because if people don't read my book, they're gonna take years trying to figure out what I learned in 30 years of being an entrepreneur. Or if they don't come to a challenge that Tony and I do and you try to figure it out on your own or get one of our courses, it's like, no, I'm screwing you over. So when I think about that through that lens, if you think about there's a bunch of people and they don't have to be 20, they could be 60 going through a divorce for the first time and you went through it and you came out the other side, you could help them go faster, quicker. I mean, Tony and I have been doing this now, helping people for 2.5 years. We've identified 4,700 different niches.
Mm. Share some of the craziest ones, just so that people can really get their minds going, like,
so
wait a second,
anything.
What I have is valuable. What are some of the craziest things you've seen people monetize?
Painting with wolves.
Oh, fun.
That is definitely niche.
Painting with wolves, meaning this girl was crushing it, painting wolves, meaning she wants to teach people to like meditate and get into a space and relax. And she literally has pet wolves and she sets up the painting class and she brings wolves to sit next to them. And like the fear of being next to a wolf while painting, people freaked out about
crazy.
It and loved it, right? But I'll tell you things that are like what people wouldn't think would be something. So this girl, I remember her name. We have so many. We have 6,000 pages, not six. We have 6,000 pages of comments, positive stories, videos. It's amazing what's going on in the world right now. Seriously, it's a revolution. It's the self-education revolution, right? But I know this girl, Cyrene. She was in business, did really well, and she wanted the capabilities to share how she ran business and how she crushed it, and that's what she was going to teach. And then she got it and realized that wasn't really her passion. She really wanted to help women, but she didn't give herself enough credit at first. And I'll tell you that I'll tell the story a little deeper. But she went through menopause. Mm-hmm. And when she went through menopause, she gained weight. She had night sweats. And she said her hormones were so crazy. She's like, my husband's going to leave me. I look like shit. She said, I was literally losing my mind.
Yeah. Mm.
And she said, I felt I could either lose my mind or figure this out. So she geeked out. She read a whole bunch of books. She interviewed people. She found the right supplements, the right meditation, the right people. And she cured it, got through it powerfully. Wow. And now she's not teaching women business. She's teaching in a really tiny little niche. She's teaching women going through menopause that want to break this crazy spell. Mm. And it's pure fire, right? So her mess was actually her message, not her life experience. And it's on both sides. We have people who've been in sales for 20 years, even 2 years, and they're helping new people in sales, accountants, but we have people helping child-centered divorces. Woman went through a divorce and she realized that she was making her kids crazy because she was resentful of her ex. And she said when she saw that and put her kids first, she created a framework to put kids first and her kids started thriving. Now she's coaching and running masterminds and killing it, teaching parents who want to put their kids first during a divorce. I mean, this is the revolution that's happening.
It really is so true. I was just sitting here thinking, like, what have I seen people, you know, create a message out of and then support themselves monetarily out of doing it? I've seen people do how to reclaim your finances after divorce. That's super niche. I've seen people monetize how to organize their closets and master bedrooms. Mm-hmm. Feng shui. I've seen people learn how to monetize. Right after you have a baby, I think they call it the third trimester,
yeah.
Right? Or fourth trimester, yeah. How to get back in shape after having a baby. I've seen niches within niches, and they're killing it.
Well, think about this, though. So the world is programmed to lean in that direction, which we never were before. Especially my generation, it wasn't even the internet. But just think about, my daughter loves to paint, okay? She wanted to learn oil classes, like how to paint with oil.
Yeah.
So in a typical world, what would you have done 10 years ago? I don't know, maybe see if there's a class at the local college or a night class or something. Mm-hmm. But my daughter's like, I want to learn it. In 5 minutes, I see her online and she's buying a course off of one of the platforms, actually, Tonya. She's buying a course from a guy, Anthony, who wasn't an art teacher. He's just a dude who does really well painting oil paintings. Mm-hmm. And literally that next weekend, I walk into the kitchen and she's got her phone and she's got a computer up and Anthony is on there live doing a weekend workshop on oil paintings, and she's sitting there doing oil paintings, right? This guy's, he didn't go to school for it. He wasn't a teacher.
Sharing
he was just talent. Sharing what he knew, right? My little boy, Luca, you guys got the chance.
Yeah, yeah. He's adorable.
So
just
cute.
11, 12, 13 months old. He has eczema, right?
Yep.
We've gone to a lot of experts, right? I feel blessed that we have access to everything we want, but we still can't cure it. We found my wife online, actually, again, through one of our platforms, but my wife found a mom who had a son with eczema, and she obsessed on curing it naturally. From eczema is a lot on the inside, right? It's liver and detox and stomach and probiotics and all the things that you have to do on the inside. Plus, what do you do on the outside to try to heal the inflammation and all that? My wife literally went online, found a mom who went through it. She wasn't a doctor. She wasn't a nurse. Mm-hmm. She just geeked out to cure eczema naturally for her son. And my wife sat in our kitchen for 4 days straight and went through the entire course, and the woman filmed it in her kitchen on a phone, and my wife thought it was the most valuable information on the planet. That's where we are. Like, that's just where we are.
Hey everyone, I just want to take a second to remind you to drink your water. So whether you worked out today, whether you're sitting at your desk, remember how important it is, because when we push our body hard or we're just feeling run down, it's so important to take care of ourselves with the proper vitamins and nutrients. That's why Liquid IV created Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support to maintain and strengthen your immune system. You guys, I've been using this in the morning with my workouts. I moved to Arizona. It is hot here and dry. And even if you're not in an area like I am, you're definitely going to want to stay hydrated. It's one of the first thing that you'll notice if you start feeling fatigued, maybe mental clarity, your workouts aren't as good. It's probably because you are dehydrated. So I'm obsessed with it because it has vitamin C and it boosts my immune system as well while I'm drinking water. Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support is cutting edge blend of vitamin C, zinc, and Wellmune. It's in a convenient single serving packet and it helps strengthen your immune system. I know that you know vitamin C is well known to help protect your body and support good health. Zinc is the second most abundant trace mineral in your body and it supports immune cell health and function. And Wellmune is a naturally sourced beta glucan that's proven to help strengthen your immune system. So you guys, get your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support in bulk at Costco, or order online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HAPPY at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using the promo code HAPPY at liquidiv.com. Hey everyone, I want to take a second to tell you about my husband and I's new favorite little afternoon break. And something that we do in between work is to just have something that makes us take a break in the afternoon. And Super Coffee is the perfect little snack to look forward to. It's a healthy, delicious alternative to sugary coffee drinks like frappuccinos and energy drinks. And we have our favorite flavor, which is mocha. And we also love vanilla so much. And seriously, the first time that we tried it, we thought, wow, how is this possibly healthy for us? It's a healthy, delicious alternative, and it combines the caffeine from 2 cups of coffee with protein and healthy fats to give you hours of focused energy with no jitters or crash. And that's why I love it, is because it actually makes me feel totally satiated in the afternoon when I normally start wanting to snack. So did you know that Starbucks Frappuccino has 52 grams of sugar and 370 calories? Super Coffee is just as good, and it has 0 grams of sugar, 10 grams of protein, and only 80 calories per bottle. It's also keto friendly, lactose free, and it's gluten free. Super Coffee's bestseller is their bottled coffees, but they also make canned espressos, coffee creamers, and ground coffee. And my husband, Chris, is obsessed with their canned espressos. You guys, it was recently named the fastest growing food and beverage brand in America by Inc. magazine. Super Coffee has a 60-day money-back guarantee, meaning if you don't love it, you get your money back, no questions asked. We've worked out an exclusive deal for Earn Your Happy listeners, and you get 25% off your entire purchase. I recommend trying one of their best-selling variety packs or bundles. It's a great way to try all of the delicious flavors. To claim this deal, go to drinksupercoffee.com/Lori or use code Lori at checkout. Super Coffee is also available nationwide in over 25,000 stores like Target, Whole Foods, Walmart, Kroger, and CVS.
So people hear this and they say, okay, I have an idea of what I would teach. Maybe I can start to believe in this, but then imposter syndrome creeps up. And I know you've had that before.
Yeah.
Can you shed a little light on imposter syndrome?
Oh man, I mean, I'd love to hear your take on it too, but I don't think imposter syndrome ever goes away. Always a bit of it there. And I always tell myself, like, cause I'm definitely with doing something new right now, I'm really in it. And I always tell myself that my dream isn't big enough unless I'm feeling imposter syndrome, because then I'm going somewhere new. I'm becoming someone new. I'm trying something new. And I think that we feel that until we just like take the leap and try it, and you start getting that action behind you and you start getting that experience. I don't think it's about getting rid of imposter syndrome. I think it's about
harnessing it.
Yeah, harnessing it and doing it with it and doing it anyway. Yeah. And, you know, I would love to hear from you, because I think so many people are like, oh my God, listen to him talk. Listen to how he can just rattle off everything for an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, whatever it is.
They're gonna say, I could never do it that way.
Yeah. Right, so how do you deal with it?
Yeah, so first off, think about it. Like, we're always imposters, right? Mm. I feel like an imposter all the time. When Tony and I launched something together, Tony was a big mentor of mine, and all of a sudden I'm partners with him. I'm like, oh my God, am I gonna be able to step up?
Mm. That had to feel intimidating at first.
It was intimidating, right? But think about it. When you first have a baby, and if you guys ever have that amazing experience, you feel like an absolute imposter on the first one. But what do we do as imposters? We model other people. We find people who have already done it, but we're kind of imposters when we start until we do it enough, and then we're not, right? But here's what I think. I think, and I'm so excited that we're doing something pretty cool to kind of pull back the curtain on this industry, and I'll go deeper on it there. But when you think about doing something new, you feel like an imposter when you look at the whole thing as a whole, as a big unit. Like, oh my God, I'm gonna teach people. I went through a divorce and my kids are thriving. Or Cyrene, like, oh my God, I went through menopause, but who's gonna listen to me? Because what you think about, and I want you to really, I think our brains go, how would I teach millions and billions of people around the world how to go through menopause? Mm-hmm. But it's not really true. Like, you're not teaching billions of people. There's 7 billion people on this earth, but you're just really going after women. And then the niche, the dot, I call it, the niche gets smaller. But you're not just going after women. You're going after women that maybe just speak your language. Mm-hmm. And then you're going after women that are just going through menopause. Mm-hmm. And then you're going after women who just want to go through menopause and cure it naturally. Mm. And you want to go to women that speak your language, that are going through menopause, that want to cure it naturally, that want to learn from her. And it becomes this little tiny dot. Yeah. And it becomes someone you could speak to. Like, I said, I remember going through this with her. I'm like, can you speak to a woman going through menopause dealing with? She's like, oh my God, in 3 seconds. But if you think of speaking to everybody,
that's when
overwhelming.
It gets intimidating.
That's when it gets crazy.
And now, like, I remember, I'm going to share one thing. I started in this business 24 years ago, and I taught people my first knowledge product was, it's going to sound crazy, is how to make money with used cars.
Yeah.
Because that's how I started. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. So it was all because of freaking Tony Robbins. I bought his course off an infomercial. I got all fired up. I'm like, I want to do what this guy does. It's cool. Like, he took money from me, gave me information, changed my life. I want to do that. I didn't know that was a business. Like, I could sell what's in here. How awesome. It's endless, right?
Yeah.
So I get all fired up and I film this course and I teach people how to match buyers and sellers and find cars on the classified ads before the internet. And
yeah, how long ago was this?
This is 1998.
This is amazing.
Wow, 1998. Okay. And how I made money as a kid, did you ever go trade in a car?
Yeah.
And totally pissed off on how much they tell you they're going to give you?
You so take your gig, this is always right here.
So I used to run ads in the classified paper. Mm. This is 1990.
Yeah.
I'd run ads and say, try to trade your car in and they offered you a really low price and you're aggravated, call me. Mm. And so people would call me nonstop and I'd say, give me 2 weeks. And I also run ads in the paper looking for if you want a car at a great price. So I'd accumulate buyers and sellers. I'd get them a few grand more than they got on their trade on. Mm-hmm. I'd make a few grand. I'd have no money. It was arbitrage. I'd hand off buyers and sellers.
This is genius.
And I did an infomercial about that, right? So I create the product. I create the course. I do the infomercial. And then imposter syndrome punches me in the face. It's like right before. Now, you understand, it's not like today's world. The other amazing piece about today is we have organic ways to find your ideal client.
Yeah.
You have cheap online opportunities to pay for ads and like things we didn't have. When I started 24 years ago, there was none of those, right? What I had to do is I spent $200,000 on an infomercial when I didn't have it. So
I
used every bit of credit card debt. I literally applied for 6 credit cards at one time, got 5 approved, hit them all for cash advance at the same time.
Oh.
So I remember there was no email back then. I snail mailed 5 envelopes at the same time. So I figured if they hit the same time, they wouldn't see that all the other ones hitting at the same time.
That's
I got
incredible.
5 out of 6. I maxed out the limits, got all the cash. You talk about my family losing their mind. Like my sister sat me down like
must
I was
have thought
on
you're
drugs.
Crazy.
It's like an intervention.
Yeah.
Dean, listen to me. Like and she was probably right, you know? Talk about imposter. So now I'm in 200 grand when I shouldn't spend 200 grand. I'm in an industry I've never done before. I'm doing an infomercial. I'm going to be a teacher. I barely got out of high school. I had dyslexia. I didn't go to college. I mean, barely got out with a C-, right? So now I got all these things against me that those thoughts come up. Mm-hmm. And right before I'm going, I'm like, you fool. Like, what are you thinking? And I was doing okay by then. I had a car business. I had apartments. And I started thinking, like, who's going to listen to you about car dealerships? Who's going to, like, you got people so much more wealthy than me. And I started, this is the part you asked me how to cure imposter syndrome. And just, I started thinking of all the things that people wanted to learn. Mm. Like if my wife taught hair, it's like all the things about hair, anything you can think about. But what really saved me is this practice that I'll go deeper on in our challenge, but is to shrink it down. When I started thinking of, oh my God, there's people with car dealerships. I don't even know how to run a big car dealership. Mm-hmm. But I said, well, but that's not really who I want to help. And I started thinking, wow, if somebody wants to run multiple car dealerships, that's not my person. Yeah. If someone wants to do $2 million a month in sales, that's not me. If it's new cars, that's not me. And I started thinking, no, that's not me, that's not me, that's not me. I said, who am I looking for? I'm looking for somebody that wants to make an extra $1,000 to $2,000 a month by flipping one extra car through the paper.
Yeah.
And guess what? There was millions of people that just wanted that. Mm-hmm. So my messaging wasn't for the car dealer, the million a month. It was like, hey, I've been hustling cars since I was 15 years old. And I found a way to match buyers and sellers. If you're looking to make millions, that's not me. But if you'd like to make a couple extra thousand a month, flipping one car, I could show you how to find them, flip them without using any of your own money. That's who I'm after. Mm. And when I did that, I'm like, I could teach that person every day of the week, all day, completely comfortable. Thinking of someone in a suit with more money, that intimidated me. Yeah. Thinking of a slick salesman at a car dealership, that intimidated me. So when I narrowed it down, my confidence shot through the roof, imposter syndrome went away.
Mm-hmm. That's an amazing example. Mm-hmm. Two, that actually also becomes your messaging. Listen to the way that you said that. That was your message to speak directly to the person so they could say, oh, that's for me, instead of trying to speak to everybody.
Right, and when you try to speak to everybody, you speak to no one.
Yep, that's brilliant. Okay, so getting over imposter syndrome leads to the next thing, and that is, all right, I'm finally ready to be an expert in this area, except Dean's doing it so well, Tony's doing it so well, someone else is doing it so well, and they think the market is saturated.
Yeah, it's saturated. Yeah. There's nothing left.
And it's my belief that there's no such thing as a saturated market, because if you do the math and you actually figure out how small of a slice of the pie you truly need to hit your financial goals. So, you know, your goal might be just to make an extra $2,000 a month, or your goal might be, make $100,000 to replace an income. When you realize how small of a slice of the pie that is, then you realize there's room for not just yourself,
not just the existing experts, but anybody else that wants to come in and teach in their way and in their methodology, because they're all needed.
And the cool part is that we're all connected, Chris, that when I did this, I had to do an infomercial to people just in America. Mm-hmm. Now our market is the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we can identify our ideal clients. So the thing is, I'm going to give you another example and show you why that what you're thinking, saturation doesn't exist and it never will exist. Mm-hmm. Because the more we niche down, the more we find our target person, and that little pool could still potentially be millions of people. Mm-hmm. So you asked me, I'm going to tell you another one. This woman was an art teacher and she said, so many people teach art. I said, okay, that's true. I said, what kind of art? And she said, well, I do watercolors and I do fun-based stuff and I like to take pictures of outside and make it fun. And she said, but I really love to do it because my teenage daughter, it's the only time we really get to bond. And I'm like, oh, tell me more. And she says, they paint together and it's the time of the connection. I'm like, okay, so this is what your niche is. Paint with your teenage daughter. Women who paint with their teenage daughter. She said, yeah, but that's narrow. I said, I don't know, do the math. There's 7 billion on this people on this earth. How many women on this earth have teenage daughters? She's like, millions and millions and millions. I said, oh, is that not enough people for you? She's like, oh my God. And her whole thing went from teaching art to teaching how to bond with your teenage through water-based color painting.
Wow. Oh, I love that.
Right? So now all of a sudden, like, if you think it's saturated, it's like there's a million of those niches and people all want to learn from different personalities. I'm sure I teach some of the same stuff that was taught by Napoleon Hill and, and Dale Carnegie and Tony Robbins and Wayne Dyer and Eckhart Tolle, but I teach it the Dean way. Mm-hmm. You guys, we were both at a Lewis Howes event. I was speaking, you guys were there. Lewis teaches some stuff other people do, but some people, you resonate with Lewis. Mm-hmm. Some people, I saw you had an amazing group of people here in Arizona. They want to learn from you too, right? So there, it's not only that you can niche it down, not only it's impossible to get saturated, people want to learn from someone that aligns with who they are, their character, their values, and that is limitless. And the other thing you have to realize too, because of the world shutting down, because we're socially distanced, people are virtually connecting at a bigger scale.
Faster than
this
ever.
This industry, I don't know if Forbes says this industry, the self-education industry, will be a $1 billion a day industry by 2025. So now you have people niching down, the industry exponentially growing, and you have the ability to share. This is the front of the wave.
Yeah.
You know, you jump in 5 years, maybe you're a little bit behind the wave. Right now, you get to ride the wave all the way to shore.
I know, you and Tony believe in this so much that this is the future of education, that you guys bought mastermind.com, you've got the amazing building, you've got the amazing platform, you have all of that. Your bet right now is that we are on the front end of a revolutionary change in how people get educated. College has become prohibitive, too expensive. And by the way, on the note of college, I think you've been mentioning that you didn't make it all the way through high school. I was booted out of college. You didn't take traditional high school, didn't graduate. So education in the traditional sense is no longer a prerequisite.
And look at all the big companies are hiring based on your self-education, your specialized knowledge, right?
What about people, they're like, okay, I'm getting fired up. I can do this a little bit. But the sound of, or the feeling of selling or marketing my product, my course, that feels icky to me. I know that in the beginning when we started this, that was one of your hangups.
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, it definitely, I had serious hangups around money. It was like, money is bad. You know, I should give people the best deal that they can. And even just through experience, I started realizing that the people that I would charge the least or give the best deal to wouldn't show up. Yeah. Or they, you know, wouldn't put the value on when I was a personal trainer and I'd give them like a really cheap training session. They wouldn't show up to it. And I was like, what is going on? And he was the one who actually sat me down and he was like, you have to know your value and you have to know your worth and you have to charge more in order for people to understand that this is valuable and it's worth something. And it was a massive shift for me, but it was something that completely changed even how I showed up, like how I served. When I put a higher value, knowing my value on something, I actually showed up even bigger because I knew that I wanted to provide that value for that price. And it was really challenging in the beginning because I had to let go of the old belief that it was bad. Yeah. And I had to start leaning into the belief that I was, just like you said with it, you know, going back to your 20-year-old self, like when you really get that, you understand how important it is to have somebody, you know, to charge someone for that information so that they can also show up. I think, you know, charging is transformational. I think
it is.
Asking for money is a transformation, having them pay the money or have to try to get the money. That was a huge transformation for us in so many moments where, you know, we couldn't afford certain self-education. I actually specifically had this happen before I mm-hmm. launched into everything that I'm doing now. And I remember Jack Canfield had put out a program that was all about training trainers. And it was a high ticket price, way more than we had at the time.
$25,000.
$10 years ago. We did not have it. We were just coming off of losing everything. And something in my gut was like, I have to do this. This is what I'm meant to do. And we scraped. Mm-hmm. We actually scraped to get that money. And it, because of that, what ended up happening is I was like, I have to show up for this now. Like, yeah. I have to do this.
Of course,
I
have to go and squeeze every bit of it.
Oh my God. And it was the most, even just the moment I did that transaction, it was probably the most transformational thing I'd ever done.
Yeah, right in that moment, you probably transformed.
In that moment. Yeah. So it was, you know, once in a while, I still struggle once in a while. Yeah. And I'll like kind of go back to that place of like, okay, let's get rooted in why this is important.
Yeah, and I think such a great point. I'm really happy that you shared that because when you really look at it, selling is service, right? And I know we know that, but we have to fundamentally bake that into our DNA.
Yep.
I mean, think about, we had that crazy story about going back to your 20-year-old self. Mm-hmm. If you walked up to your 20-year-old self quick and they didn't know it was you in 20, 30 years, and you just said, hey, would you like this course I created about your future? Or would you like that brand new Lamborghini?
They're gonna take the car when they're
in
young.
In 2 seconds, right? But what's worth more?
The course.
What would be worth more?
Of course, I mean, infinitely more.
Infinitely, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I look at it this way. I had this conversation with Cyrene when it got the girl that I tell you about menopause. Yeah. I've had this. This is one of my favorite things to teach in the whole world, right? My favorite things is switching the mindset from selling to service, right? Mm-hmm. So she said, when we got to selling, she's like, oh, you know, I just feel weird. And I'm like, okay, so let me tell you, how was the struggle when you went through menopause? How was it? She was horrible. I thought my husband was gonna leave me. I thought I was ugly.
Yeah.
I said, then by you not selling, I have to be honest with you, you're screwing over women right this very second who are going through menopause, who don't know what to do, who feel like they're out of their mind. They have night sweats. They're gaining the weight. Yep. They don't feel good. Do you have a solution to that? She goes, oh my God, Dean, I do. I said, well, then you need to take the same passion you have for these women and realize if you don't sell them, you can't serve them. If you build it, they will not come. Nope. I don't care how good your product is. I said, and I remind people this all the time. I said, did you know Barnes & Noble, hundreds of thousands of books, 80% of the books in Barnes & Noble sell less than 100 copies.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Out of the 20% over 100, 80% of them sell less than 1,000 copies.
Wow.
So think about energy. If you could compound the effort and energy that went into those books, the years
and the valuable knowledge
and the
in
editing
them.
And the knowledge, and all of them thought this, if I write it, they will come.
No.
They don't come.
No. Mm-hmm.
Right? So doesn't matter if Cyrene can help women through this. If she doesn't market, she doesn't get to serve them. And I said, here's the thing you really got to think about. If you don't put yourself out there and serve these women who need you, only two things can happen to them. They suffer in silence, or they buy some magic pill that doesn't work because someone was a slick salesman.
Mm. Yep.
Sell through your heart, impact their lives, create success for you and your family, and keep going forward. And I just watched I do this hour training on that topic, and I watched hundreds of pounds of like, oh my God, I have to.
Dean, I'm actually really passionate about this too, this whole idea of sales, because I know it's people's biggest fear, but fear comes from protecting your ego, right? So when they're afraid to market, when they're afraid to sell, what they're really afraid of is people saying, oh, that looks, or that's icky that he or she is marketing their product or selling their product, and they're protecting their ego by saying, well, I don't want people to say that about me.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that actually deep down, people are loving enough where if they choose to protect other people's needs, instead of their ego of, I don't want people to say that about me, they'll realize that sales is a loving act, because what you're really doing is you're interrupting people's pattern of decision-making that brought them to a point where they don't want to be. And when you market to them and sell them, you're able to reach them and redirect that pattern of decision-making into a place that
really
they want to be, right? Yeah. And that's an act of love right there.
It is.
I'd say we're obligated to do that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay, so picking your niche, serving people, selling all of these things, it's great for someone to watch this and get all excited, but it's probably not enough for them to truly take action and build a real income, build a real service out of just watching this quick video. What you and Tony are doing by, and I know what your schedules are like, I know your other projects, carving out the time that you guys are carving out to build this challenge so that people can actually go day by day by day and start to get into action and get this idea off the ground. I think it's the most selfless, miraculous thing, you know, that the two of you could do. Would you mind telling us about it a little bit?
Yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate those kind words. You know, this is really a crazy time in the world. Mm-hmm. And Tony and I, you know, hit that guy's schedule. I don't know anybody's schedule crazier than mine except
both of you. Yeah.
But when the world is open, he's on the road 250 days a year.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But he's home right now. Mm. And we got together. In January, we did a challenge to help shift people's mindset. It's a new world. They have to have a new frame of mind, a new state of mind, a new way to look at things. So who better than him? So we put together a challenge in January called the New World, New You. We put 837,000 people in the challenge.
Wow.
And it shifted people's mindset. Mm. But now we know people need to shift their economic future, mm-hmm. right? The world has changed. How do you build your own economy? How do we help the global economy? We help people build the economy in their home on another level, mm-hmm. and especially pivoting, shifting, kind of like the Who Moved My Cheese. So we got together and said, let's do another challenge. It's May 11th. We're going to call it the Own Your Future Challenge. Because this is what I've been saying. If you don't own your future in a shifting world, someone else is going to.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't want anybody owning my future. I don't know about you guys.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Tell me how to dress, when to pick up my kids, when to do, like, it drives me crazy. So how do you own your future? Gain new capabilities to be in front of the wave. So we decided over 5 days. If you liked what we talked about today, we're going deep for 5 days straight. The challenge is free, not kind of free, totally free. Mm. And each day, like day one, we'll anchor in why this industry. Day two, we're going to go through a process on how to find exactly what you'd be teaching at home. Day three, I'm going to share my favorite thing to share on how to turn sales into service. How to fall in love with sales and the process to do it because you know you're serving. Mm-hmm. Day four, we'll teach it this story teach tool model I use on how to teach it and feel confident, mm-hmm. and how to find people. And then day five is finding it and how to make it mastery. So this is like, it's not the end of the 5 days. This is the beginning of a new you. And I don't know if there's anybody better that can do it. I'm not saying, but I've been in this business since 1998.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Tony's been in for 40 years. Between us, we're 65 years in.
Wow.
And then we're like, you know what? We had a lot of friends that I think could help. Mm-hmm. So you guys are coming as well on one of the days, but we got so many incredible people
the
coming to
share.
The lineup's
amazing.
Like, so there's a link we have. Ownit64, ownit64.com. You have to go to the link and see the people that are speaking. Like, it'll blow your mind. If I just mention some of them, you won't believe it.
Yep.
And it just, we're all coming together. I'll be honest with you. All of them are doing it for free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tony and I asked, and it's cool. Tony's put a lot of reciprocity out into this business. It's changed my life, and I'm blessed.
Yes.
I think I've done that as well. And all of them said immediately, yes, how do we serve? How do we give back? And I'd say three things, and this goes to what you said, Lori. One is, go reserve your spot because we're not doing a replay. This is it. It's live. And then we got to take it down. We can't. That's our business.
It wouldn't make sense to do the replay. This is where day by day we're walking you through each phase so you can get your business off the ground.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Two, and I believe this is really important, is it's free. Mm-hmm. And people describe, it's that free challenge Tony and Dean are doing. Like, in your head, when you go to ownit64.com. When you register, pretend you put in a credit card for 10 grand. Because the fact of the matter is, in another world, you'd pay 10 grand to learn from Tony Robbins, myself, Brendon Burchard, Prince EA, Trent Shelton, Brendon Burchard, Russell Brunson,
it's
Jenna
the dream
Kutcher,
team
it's
lineup.
Jenna Kutcher, it's Shailene Johnson, Dave Hollis. Like, you'd pay 10 grand minimum to learn from that group. Mm-hmm. So I'd say is pretend you paid 10 grand, because like you said before, sometimes you get it at a discount, like, it's just free.
Yep.
But like literally anchor it in, you spent money. And third, I'd say grab a friend, take the same link and send it to a friend and get an accountability partner. So you guys can go through it together.
What you just said there is really important. Bring people with you. It's funny, I released a podcast earlier this week where a rising tide lifts all ships. You can't just build things up yourself. That's no fun. It's lonely. And then there's the awkwardness of leaving other people struggling behind. You got to take the link, own it 64, give it to your friends, give it to your family, give it to other people you care about. And then law of reciprocity says they're going to help hold you accountable.
Absolutely.
Moving your business.
And should you really
allow
them to miss that? Because it really is. You know, it sounds like I'm being cheesy here, but it really is a once in a lifetime opportunity because the world's opening back up.
Yep.
I'm not going to be able to, Tony and I, even though we're friends, you can't get 13 super people.
Not this lineup.
All together in 1 week to just go really deep. And here's the cool part. So I just got on the way here. I was listening. I took my golf cart here because we're neighbors.
Coolest golf cart ever.
Because Shailene Johnson. I don't know if you know Shailene.
Oh, yeah, we love her.
Shailene's amazing.
Your friend.
She left me an 8-minute message. She goes, this is what I want to share. Right? And she's like, I used to sell used cars. I never thought I'd be in fitness. Like, I didn't think that was for me. And I showed up thinking I was such an imposter. Mm-hmm. And she's like, she had this whole thing of like, she was scared to death and who would listen to her? Mm-hmm. And she really wasn't into fitness. And then she tried to model other people and she felt all awkward. And then she's like, I just said the hell with it and decided to be me. And oh my God, people loved just me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've just been me through this whole, and she has this great story she's going to share. It's going to blow your mind. She's day two. I can't wait for her story. And then Prince EA, I just looked, he just left me. Like, we got all these messages because here's one thing you really got to hear. People aren't born in this industry. Most people don't go to college for this industry. Our life experience pushes us into this, and it is exactly the experience of our life that makes us qualified to do it. So every one of these incredible speakers, you might know them, and you're like, oh, I can never be them. They were you, scared to death at an event, or read a book, or went to Jack Canfield, or I bought Tony Robbins infomercial, or Brendon Burchard decided that, you know, his girlfriend was taken, and like corporate America wasn't working. Like, we all have a story. What will yours be? The moment that you got the capabilities and decided to do it. And that's why Tony and I said, let's just do it for free. 5 days, and I think we can change a lot of lives. And our goal is 1 million people.
It's interesting because I feel like when you said, you know, people's struggles turn into sometimes their blessings. When life is, when you think life is kicking you down, many times it's just kicking you into this industry. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a time that a lot of people are going through right now. Mm-hmm. And so all they have to do is go to ownit64, totally free, ownit64.com, totally free, and get 5 days of mentoring and moving your business along day by day by day by the best in the world, the best of the best.
I love it because it has all of the components that I feel like are required for transformation that I've required through the years. Yeah. It's really shifting your whole environment. It's just like completely immersing them for 5 days around, you know, a different way of thinking with people who are just going to fill your brain with different beliefs and different ideas and different possibilities. And you know, if I can say one thing, it's truly that your environment is stronger than your willpower. So how do you get so immersed into an environment that is going to help bring you to the place that you want?
So
for what you guys are doing, it just has... You know, right down to so many people, one of the biggest things right now that I hear is like, I have so much anxiety. I'm just so uncertain. And the way that you can combat anxiety is exactly what you guys are doing, creating a plan, even if it's just a 5-day plan of this is what I'm doing. I'm going to immerse myself in a different way of thinking. I'm going to immerse myself around people who I can borrow that belief and that possibility, and maybe something will shift in me during that time. So this is,
I love it.
It's the way that I have transformed as being in groups like this and being around people like you and Tony and Jenna and Shalene and all of these people who I you know, just seeing what's possible and like really being in their company, which we're going to be in their company for 5 days, plants that seed. It just plants that different question that gets you into action or into a new belief rather than, I can't do this. I'm an imposter. It's like changing that question. That's what I know you guys are geniuses at doing.
And that's day one. Day one is just stacked to shift their beliefs. It's Tony, myself, and Jenna Kutcher day one.
So good.
And I don't know if, I mean, Tony does that for me always. He's a dear friend and I've been listening to him for 25 years, but every time I'm listening to him, I'm on another level of like, oh, I can do anything. So that day one is designed to put people in a state where by day two, they go, okay, Shalene, bring it. Brendon Burchard, bring it.
I
Dean,
can do this.
Bring it.
I'm
I got
ready.
This. Mm-hmm. Okay, step one. I know what I'm going to teach. I know I'm going to teach it to. Okay, day three. Who do you got? Right? Wow. Russell Brunson. Jamie Kern Lima is on day three.
Legends.
You know, like we just got over it. Like, so it's, I'm stoked. And thank you guys. I appreciate you guys. You know, the support you guys give is amazing. And we're going to rock this for your listeners.
Other way around. I'll tell you what. Thank you for letting us, you know, film and record some of our backyard conversations, because this all comes full circle to what we opened with.
Yeah.
Not everybody can necessarily have the proximity or ability to hang out in the backyard and lift each other up the way that
we can. Story.
This is their chance for 5 days to do that virtually, no matter where in the world they are, to get lifted up and poured into and strategically brought along down the set of tracks that might lead them to their future freedom.
I'm so excited because this is exactly in your lineup is all of the people who have actually had the most transformation on me where it wasn't just like, I could maybe do that. It was like a belief was changed forever in a moment. And that can happen.
It truly can happen.
It didn't make the fear go away, but the belief changed. Yeah. And that's why it's so powerful.
And I think what it does, it gives you courage, right? Mm-hmm. Courage isn't taking action in the absence of fear. No. Courage is you're scared to death and you go anyway.
Always. Yep.
Right? Same here. And you go anyway. So we're really excited. And here's the cool part. The last two challenges I've done, I did one in Tony, the last two challenges, and especially in this industry, has been 65% women. Mm.
Wow.
And we absolutely love it. So I'm telling the guys right now, you better step up your game, because even our success, and Jed has been a big part of this too, right? Even the success are at about 65% women, just crushing it. So it's going to be an amazing event.
I love it. Well, listen, if you're at home and you're excited, do the following. Go to ownit64.com, ownit64.com. You have nothing to lose. It's totally free. Even if you get one piece out of each day, it's going to radically change your life, because those are seeds that you plant that turns into the crop that will bloom over and over and over again for you. So join us. Thank you for letting us be a part of this.
Thank you so much.
Love it.
Oh yes, my gosh, it was so good.
We feel so grateful.
This is great. We're going to have to record all our conversations.
I know. All right. Yeah, more to come, guys. But step one, go to ownit64.com. Thanks for listening.